That Dundee County Stratton track and field record board there at the school, wherever it is, I don't know if you've done any changes at all this year, but if you are, you're changing things every single week, and that's a good problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, our kids keep performing well, and been fortunate enough to have some nice weather. That obviously helps, you know, especially with the sprints. But no, just a group that's, you know, they just constantly want to get better, and when they set a mark, they want to improve on it, and they try to find ways to, you know, on their own to improve on it. They're watching film block starts, or watching films of their throws, or jumps, or relay exchanges, and, you know, trying to find little ways here and there they can save time off. So just a real fun group to be around, and just always trying to improve.
Going back to last weekend, Coach, with the KU relays, you took some kids down there, a day or so before the weekend, I should say, but lasted into Saturday. But boy, girls, you took some girls down there, your thrower and Kennedy and Clara and Abby in the open events, and also some relays, same with the boys as well, and they came through with flying colors, didn't they?
Yeah, had some good times. You know, good throws. You know, it was actually Clara's worst 100-meter of the year, which, again, she's upset about a 12-4. That's obviously a great problem to have, and she responded well with that, breaking the 100-meter state record at Chase County the following Tuesday. And then, you know, Brock Bailey goes down there and throws, you know, enough to take third place, and a quarter-inch PR for him to go down there and play third with, you know, some big-time schools. And then, you know, Kennedy plays the second in the shot and then goes and wins the disc. So, you know, coming home, Clara fourth or sixth in the 400 with a 56.8. You know, go down there and come home with four medals, a first, a second, a third, and a sixth. It's, you know, pretty impressive for those kids.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's the first time you've taken some DCS kids down to this KU Relays meet, or had you done that before?
No, never done it before. It's the first time I've been there to the meet as a coach or a spectator. Such a fun experience. Just see, you know, different schools, and they got colleges competing at the same time, and you know, just, and it was friendships. You know, our kids were in heats with other teams in other states, and you know, even a college kid from Emporia State was hanging out in our tent, and you know, the kids end up, you know, kind of developing a friendship with him, and you know, tagging each other on social media, and you know, one of our kids challenged him in the ice bucket challenge thing that's going around now, and so just such a fun experience to go down there and you know, see schools you've never heard of, and you know, seeing kids from Oklahoma and Arkansas and you know, Kansas, Missouri, you know, just a fun environment and you know, kind of a state-like approach. You know, we left on a Thursday, you know, had kids compete Friday, had kids compete Saturday, so had the back-to-back day, stay overnight, you know, travel 6+ hours to get there. So, yeah, just a fun overall experience.
I'm sure this is a meet that probably has some college coaches that probably watch us a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, there was a couple there. I know a couple coaches were talking to Kennedy down there, but yeah, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people follow it, and some of the coaches are following Clara. We're talking to her about what she did down there, and yeah, like I said, the quality of competition down there is just, I mean, absolutely insane. You know, for, you know, boys, you know, ended up, you know, we broke the state record in the 4x1 at Chase on Tuesday, but they were 400. Off that state record down there, and we took 46, you know, in the 4x1, so it just kind of goes to show, I think, 42-2 final. I mean, so just the level of competition down there was just, I mean, it's fun to watch. It's great for our kids to be around. You know, just an absolutely fun tracking as a whole to watch.
Then you came back, you touched on Coach Chase County invite. Man, folks were there or had a chance to follow on athletic.net. Wow, on with the teams, your squad, Chase County, with the strengths they had, Perkins County, especially on the boys' side of the Perkins, Ogallala bringing their good kids over. This was, wow, this is a heck of a meet there in Imperial, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun. Again, just another good, you know, good meet with great competition, and those are the meets we want to find and go compete at. Like, this same reason we took kids to KU, same reason we're going to, you know, Lexington tomorrow and go compete there. But, you know, we had Kevin Garcia PR'd in the 110s, you know, going 15-2. Abby PR'd in the 100 hurdles, going 15-2. Clara PR'd in the 100, set a state record in 12-24. You know, the boys 4x1, those 42.99, never thought we'd run that fast. You know, never thought I'd have a team run that fast. I mean, that's moving. You know, so you know, those performances there. I know there's some other ones I'm forgetting. Yeah, just a great, you know, all-around days in lane. Bybee PRs in the triple jump. Ethan Ladd had 6.75 in the high jump. You know, attempted 6.93, trying to go after the state record. Got the meet record with 6.75, and then tried to go for the state record from there. You know, throwers again, just consistent. Lake and Wissing goes 10.87 in the 100. So I mean, just a lot of consistency. Kids staying right around their season best. You know, and that's all you can ask. We're not, you know, popping a great time at this meet and then running poorly in these other meets. You know, the kids are really doing a good job of preparing themselves week in, week out, and during the meet to continue just to run good times and consistent times and jumps and throws every meet.
Ethan, pretty close to that 6.9 mark there. He's going to have more chances, but he can get back up there again?
I think he can get back up there. He'll have more chances. You know, as a former high jumper myself, you know, it's such a big deal to see those higher heights. The first time you kind of see it, it can mess with you. But as you start seeing and get more comfortable seeing that height, you know, it starts to become a little bit easier. You're just more comfortable and not wasting jumps. His first attempt was pretty bad. Kind of blew through it, and just, again, the approach was off because he's changing what he's doing because that bar's up higher, and sometimes he's kind of steering himself here a little bit because of the bar. But had two good attempts and hit him pretty good kind of on the way up, so he's got to do a couple things to adjust what he's doing over the top of the bar. But, yeah, I mean, this time of year he's going 6.75, leading the state. And, again, he's been 6.4 all year, and then he goes 6.6. And then 6.7. I mean, so just again, just that back to that consistency. If our kids are living in that consistent world, and then, you know, then you're going to see that big jump, you know, wherever that's going to happen. So just, you know, can't say enough for just the whole team on one month they're doing as far as that goes.
I know you took some kids when you're the kids at KU Relays. You had some of the kids go at Sutherland, and did very well. Yeah, you know, some of the, you know, Carlos Diaz in the throws continues to be. You're second guy right behind Brock. You've got some other girls as well that continue to improve what they're doing, too.
Yeah, I mean, I know both Shaw boys and, I believe, Tegan Yurkowski all ran their season best 4x8 splits. I'm trying to get some other ones up there. Had a couple good 4x4 splits up there. Yeah, and there's Carlos in the throws, so, you know, nice for him to go up there and compete up there in the throws.
Noah Zoltenko in the jumps continues to be pretty consistent in the 20s.
Yeah, he keeps hitting 20s. August Shaw's right there. Gosh, he toe-scratched a high 20 jump the other day on Tuesday. But again, just consistent, and then, you know, hopefully those guys can pop a jump. You know, Emma Balde, you know, she continues to improve, you know, on the short track season she's had. You know, being part of the 4x1, and then we're going to try 4x4 again tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, we just need some of those guys that are adding a little bit of depth. I mean, August Shaw PR'd in the 400 by 3 seconds at Sutherland. He went 54.0. You know, so he's going to be right down there. I think he went 2.12 in an 800 split. You know, so we're going to start, you know, kind of messing with August in the open 8. And, you know, if he can get down 208, 207, he might be able to sneak in state. You know, so if he can get down there, which I think he can, I mean, first year really doing it. And you see him every week, he's getting a little more confidence in it, understanding the race a little bit more, how to run it, how to pace, what he can push. But I can see August getting under 210 within a week, hopefully at our pack. And you know, there's going to be some good 800 runners at our pack to kind of, you know, challenge him. And same with Tegan. I think Tegan can get down 212, you know, by the end of the year as a freshman, so it'll be good. Be able to build on next year. But yeah, it was good for those guys to go up there and still get to compete on a good day.
Bader invite entries, you and I have talked about, are loaded. It's four classes, all four, A, B, C, and D, best athletes and on the track and the field events. And boy, if you're a track nut, you're going to love this meet.
Yeah, and this year is a little different because with the NSAA calendar off a week this year, it pushed this meet back to where it usually is on the same weekend as the KU Relays. So usually, you know, you're Hazel Harburg and Liz Hahn, and then some of those Kearney Catholic girls aren't there. The Kearney High boys aren't there. You know, we're going to get to see 14 flat, 110 hurdler from Kearney, 6'10 high jumper from Kearney. Hazel Harburg, Alyssa Onan, you know, Kearney High's 4x1. You know, Kearney High girls 4x1's 49 low. You know, so you're going to see, you know, their best as well that aren't, you know, they're able to be there because they don't have the conflict with the Kansas Relays. So, you know, 10, 5400 meter entry, you know, is top the Miller kid from Kearney High. And so, yeah, it's just going to be, it always is a fun meet because of that, like you said, ABCD. But now those top guys and girls from those bigger schools are going to be there. So it's just going to make it even better.
Finally, Coach, I haven't had a chance. I know you and I talked before, but I haven't got your thoughts on the latest from the NSA and adding a third class in the eight-man ranks. I know you and I talked briefly about that, but your thoughts, you kind of think it's a good idea.
I do. If they're going to raise the count. You know, we were four, you know, me and Tim Rentley, our AD, you know, he always goes through proposals with me before we decide what we're going to vote on. And you knew it was coming, that they were going to raise the count, the eight-man cutoff. You just knew it was coming. And I'm for it. I wasn't for it with the two-class system, because you're just going to make the classes bigger, and that's really going to hurt the bottom schools in Class D. So I think eight-man. So I think what would happen if you kept two classes, you're going to lose the bottom part of D down to six-man and be ineligible, kind of what you see in C2, and opting down to play eight-man and being ineligible. I think with the three classes, you're not going to lose those bottom schools to six-man. They'll stay in eight because they're, you know, part of the proposal is the state will not make a D3 play a D1. So you're not going to have, you know, a school with a 27-boy count and 18 boys out for football playing, you know, a school that's 55-boy count and has 35 kids. So I think you're going to, from that standpoint, I think that's a good thing. Now, as far as, like, the logistics of the state championship goes, you know, that's going to change. We knew there was no way to add another game to Memorial Stadium. That six was kind of the limit. And this is just talk from people. This means nothing. And this isn't coming from NSAA. It's just me and other coaches talking. We like the idea of playing the D3 game, you know, back-to-back with the D6 game at Kearney. You know, so a lot of us were like, that's not a bad idea. Kearney does a great job. It's a great environment. They do a great job with the six-man championship game. They do a great job with the Shrine Bowl. It's a central location. You know, that wouldn't be a bad thing at all. And somebody even brought up, you know, talking about, well, it'd be kind of cool if you just did eight-man and six-man at Kearney and did a two-day, Friday, Saturday. You have all four of those games at Kearney, and then you do something there, which, you know, both of those to me are fine. You know, then you get the Memorial Stadium experience is just something for them, and it is. But at the same time, we played in 2020 at Burwell High School for a state championship, and didn't bother us. You know, sure, it'd be great to go play, you know, in the field with the big end, but when it comes down to it, if there's two goal posts and an 80-yard field, we're going to show up and play. So that's kind of where that is. You know, and then it's going to drop. You know, you're going to go to 16 teams. They're adding a week, so you're going to get 9 regular season games. You know, then to 16-team playoff, and then that'll be a statewide bracket, which I really like. I don't like the east-west split. I think it's better if you just start playing it east-west. Doesn't matter.